With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is said to be frustrated with Russian and Ukrainian leaders as he tries to broker a peace deal. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Even though the Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week, President Trump remains unhappy with both Russia and Ukraine.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire.
Until now, Russia's Vladimir Putin has refused to accept a complete, unconditional ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Trump administration describes this week as very critical in its efforts to end the war. Greg Cluxton, The White House.
Murder charges filed against the suspect in a weekend car ramming attack that killed 11 people at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver. Investigators have ruled out terrorism. They say the suspect has a history of mental health issues. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a double jeopardy appeal by Karen Reed, who is on trial for the second time on charges she killed her Boston police officer boyfriend in 2022. A mistrial was declared last year after jurors said they were at impasse. By rejecting Reed's petition, the Supreme Court effectively cleared the way for her second trial to continue. In consumer news, food and delivery business. Big business these days.
It's so big that DoorDash may offer $3.6 billion cash for London-based Deliveroo. Word of the proposal sent Deliveroo stock soaring, with shares hitting a three-year high. Stock in DoorDash also rose. And now Deliveroo, which operates in more than a half dozen countries overseas, says it is suspending a $133.5 million share buyback. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Dow dropping 17 points. NASDAQ Composite, 110 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new poll asks people around the world about free speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After an investigation into allegations of child pornography at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, a Texas lawmaker proposing legislation defining the types of art that should be barred from museums. Republican Representative David Lowe says his bill would establish a civil penalty against museums that display certain obscene or harmful material. Earlier this year, the Fort Worth Museum was investigated over a series of photos of nude children. This is SRN News. A new electric vehicle startup backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos headed to the market.
Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut Thursday night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The trucks are rather low-tech when it comes to amenities compared to others, with manual windows and no informational screens. The company plans to build its trucks that can travel 150 miles on a single charge in Indiana. The truck is expected to go on sale in 2026. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Health officials pushing to get artificial colors out of the nation's food supply. The process to change from petroleum-based dyes to colors made from vegetables, fruits, flowers, even insects won't be easy. Health advocates cite mixed evidence that the colors are linked to behavior problems and also obesity in kids. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.